Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Parents want safer online experiences for their teens. That's why Instagram is introducing Teen Accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see, giving parents more peace of mind. Learn more at Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged,
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go!
Hello, and welcome to Fully Charged, Recharged.
That one who does the Wicked Cynthia girl.
Cynthia Erivo.
She was asked in an interview by kids how to, like, how she, well, she can whistle.
Yeah.
And she whistled like I have never heard anyone whistle before in my entire life.
She whistled on Jimmy Fallon as well, and it's the most beautiful whistling you've ever heard.
I couldn't get over it.
It's incredible.
I wonder, can I see, like, find a TikTok about it?
She genuinely has one of the best voices I've ever heard in my life.
It's fantastic.
I've been listening to her for years because she's, like, kind of a Broadway queen, but, like, every song she sings, like, she just, it, she's got the most beautiful voice.
She really does.
But she whistles like she can just be like,
oh, sorry, here we
like,
go.
Yes, it was a gorgeous version of, or maybe,
oh, yeah.
What should we do?
It's just unreal.
Somewhere with the rainbow. Somewhere with the rainbow. I'll try.
I hate the way they all, like, applaud.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, just let her do it.
Wow.
Goosebumps.
Is that insane?
It gives me goosebumps.
If she released a whistling album,
I would listen to it. I'd totally listen to it. But sorry, the only reason I was saying that was because as we were going to record the podcast, Callum started whistling. And I was like, you'd have nothing on that. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Is it because she can sing?
I think it must be. She has such control over her breath and, like, but, like, she can go so high. Yeah, I can whistle, like, pretty nice, but, like,
Go on.
But, like, I can't.
Fuck, that's unreal.
Was it?
Yeah.
Can you not do that?
There's your 7-2 for tomorrow.
There we go. Yeah. That's it. We're going to say, you can hear that on tomorrow's show.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
Good morning to you. Hope you're in good form.
Good morning. What's going on? Thanks for holding the fort while I was away. Yes.
Not at all.
Appreciate
David,
it.
No problem.
Whatever you need now, I've got you today. Whatever you need.
Oh, yeah.
You just go home early.
Don't worry, we've a list.
You just go home early. You go home. You know, 10 o'clock when that bell strikes, you're gone. You're out the door.
No, Emma and I are leaving at 7:30 today.
You're on your own today, pal. Yeah.
That's absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. Do you know, my housemate from a year ago, do you remember the Emma, who one who went to Australia?
Oh, yes.
She was back yesterday.
For a visit.
But she hasn't booked a trip back to Australia.
Oh, curious.
So I'm kind of like when she said she was coming home, she said, oh, yeah, but I'll be gone before Christmas. But she hasn't got a thing booked yet.
But
and I was talking
she come
to her
home at this stage and not just stay for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was talking to her last night and she was like, oh, I don't know if I'll go home for Christmas. She's going to be here forever, lad. She's moved
You're
back
like,
in.
Have you a job still?
Honestly, I don't know what's going on.
Did she just fly in and come straight to her old house?
No, she's actually been in the country for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And usually that's about enough time for a person to live in Australia. But no, she's staying for a while.
How was it seeing her?
It was so weird.
You love your Emma.
I do love Emma, but she was sat there, like, it was 4 o'clock, and, like, she was sat on the sofa across from me, and I was like, this is so weird. It's like it's 2023 again.
Yeah.
It was really, really bizarre. But the funny thing was is that she said that she's going to Elderbrook tonight with my other housemate, Linda.
Love Elderbrook.
Right? And I remember I was chatting to my other housemate, Ben, and he was like, where is Elderbrook? And I was like, I don't know. I think it could be on the Olympia. And he was like, what?
It does sound like a road.
It also sounds like a movie.
And he was just like, what do you mean? I was just like, oh no, it's actually on in the National Stadium. He's like, I'm so confused. What is Elderbrook? And I was like, it's a DJ. He's like, oh, I thought it was a spa.
It does sound like a lovely
It sounds exactly like a spa.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my hands up. I have no clue who Elderbrook is. I just assume.
You would know.
Cola. You know that tune, Cola?
No.
She sips a
with camel fat.
I know camels. I thought it was actually going to be some sort of like gothy kind of emo band.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It does Elderbrook. Sound like that. Elderbrook.
Doesn't it?
Like,
yeah.
But meeting up with your old housemate from a year ago to head off to a spa, it all adds up.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it sounds pretty good. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, Emma. Thanks. We loved Em.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, not you, Emma.
Good to see her. Yeah. I was like, she's not here.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
I came across an interesting headline this morning right before we came on air, actually.
Go on.
And it's a headline that said Irish workers in a new study have come out as being among the most honest in the world when it comes to fake sick days.
Oh.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah.
How topical.
As many as 80% of those asked here in Ireland claimed nepotism is unacceptable and disapproved of faking sick days unless they're absolutely needed.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show, David Hammond.
Thank you.
You might notice that the Twitter account that was set up earlier in the year that was keeping an eye on how many sick days you were taking this year was reignited yesterday.
It was.
With your absence.
Yes, the thing I love about this, Dave too.
Yeah, the thing I love about this Twitter account is you can see when my last sick day was, and it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. I was like, he's actually going to be smoked because it was like February.
Dave, did you provide a sick note to work on the back of your day off yesterday?
What is a sick note? From a doctor? No. You only need that if you're sick for 3 days in a row.
I know my rights and you won't need a warrant for
them. You don't need a warrant.
In the absence of a sick note, I do have some questions on behalf of the show.
Okay.
Dave, please show us on the screen right now your screen time from yesterday.
Screen time from yesterday.
On your phone, I'd like to know how much time you spent on your phone yesterday.
That's going to be bad. Mm. What day was yesterday? Wednesday?
Yeah. Screen time to the screen, please. Let's all have a little look now. And can we all just bear in mind, he claims a headache. Blue light with headache normally don't go hand in hand.
Ooh.
So if you look at Monday, you can see that it was 10 hours. If you look at Tuesday, you can see that it was 8 hours. Wednesday, 5 hours. Because I was sleeping.
And I can see, fair enough, on the screen that your screen time was up in the hours between 12 and 2 a.m.
There you go. Can you see that? I didn't know you could see that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there you can.
So
you
was up.
Do you think I woke up to text Callum? Oh, I'll set an alarm now.
Yeah.
Dave, you just let slip there a few minutes ago on the show that you saw your former housemate yesterday. While sick.
Yes.
Had a conversation with her while sick. I'd like to know how many people you spoke to yesterday, please.
Oh, God. I want to say probably about 7 people.
Seven? I didn't even talk to 7 people yesterday. That's quite honest. Who were the 7 people that you spoke to yesterday?
You've all my housemates.
Mm-hmm.
Pippa.
That's a good view of them.
My girlfriend. And Emma.
Your former housemate.
My former housemate. So that would be 6-7 people.
Can you walk us through your day step by step yesterday from waking up to going to bed last night, please?
Okay, so do you want the me being sick?
No,
not okay, really. So we're bored about that kind of thing.
I woke up at around 11 and sat in bed and I took a lot of medicine.
What medicine? Actually, that's none of my business. Move on.
Too far.
Actually, that's too far.
Too far, too far.
This whole thing is not even... it would be Nurofen and Disprin? Is that that's the one? Yeah, Disprin. And a bit of Diflam as well.
Mm.
That would have been that. And that was all day. And
faster, please.
I watched some of the Hunger Games movie, but I got bored and I couldn't watch it, so I watched The Office. And then I felt much better.
Great. Very quickly, and I don't want you to think about this, look at Aisling in the eye, continue eye contact with Aisling now and tell us, because your message say you were going to be sick came through at 2 a.m, look at her in the eye, what pub were you in until that time?
There was no pub open until 2 a.m. in Rathmines, I can promise you that.
Could I add something? Yesterday evening. You know what's coming.
I do.
At 8:47 p.m. I received a text message from a friend. I'm at a comedy gig and your co-host Dave is here. And we just made awkward eye contact, but I don't think he remembers meeting me, love. I think he's on a date. I said he has a girlfriend and he also called in sick to him.
I have no idea who that person is, but they are lying. They are lying to you. They are lying.
I did not know this was coming.
They are lying. They're lying. But I'm not saying I was there. The money was just resting in my account. But
oh my
producer Callum was also there.
Wow. Jesus, you're on spin. I'm shook. My boy's a
winner. Spin, fully charged.
Recharged.
Tomorrow is the day. Guaranteed we'll be paying out €200,000 on Spin's Christmas cash machine.
Woo.
And all the details you need are coming up really soon on the show.
Bizarre headline for you this morning. Katie Price moves in with Kerry Katona.
Interesting.
I thought that was quite weird.
Chaotic.
I love that. That's fun.
Apparently it's to support Kerry after her breakup with her fiancé and so they can get working on the panto that they're doing. They're even said to be spending Christmas together. So
I think it's really cute because they've both been, they're both individual women who have such a hard time from the press, you know, are kind of outcast a little bit from, do you know what I mean? They're always kind of looked down upon.
They're always
upon,
being hounded.
And I just love that they're teaming up and looking after each other.
I think it's tough. It must be very tough on Kerry Katona because one, you're going through a breakup. Two, you have to do a pantomime.
Yeah.
And three, you have to live with Katie Price. I mean, that's not a great year for Kerry. But it got me thinking of certain celebrities and if they've ever lived with other celebrities. Good news for me, there are loads of celebs who are very good friends and used to live together before they were famous. So you know what that means. It's time for a game called Did These Celebrities Live Together or Have I Completely Made It Up?
Woo!
Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Jamie Dornan and Andrew Garfield.
Oh, I feel like that's too random for you to have made up. I'm going to say yes.
You're absolutely correct. They shared a flat in LA. You get a tick on that one there.
It's funny, isn't it? Because they're just like everyone else on the way up, just like, we're just trying to split the rent on this and you've a few few auditions coming up, don't you?
Yeah.
Hoping for the best.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
That's too good to be true.
Yeah, I think I agree because they're buddies, aren't they?
You're wrong. They used to live together. Oh. They wrote together while they lived together.
They wrote together.
Ah,
smart. Ed Sheeran and Timothy Chalamet.
No. I think I would have heard about that because I've seen so much press over the years.
You're correct on that one.
It's
that is completely fake.
Okay.
Cara Delevingne and Taylor Swift.
I'm going to say yes to that. I feel like that sounds familiar, maybe just because they've been pictured together before and claimed to be mates, but I don't think it's too far-reaching to maybe for it to have been true, but I'm not sure.
I feel like Taylor probably never lived with another celeb, but it's too confusing when we pick different ones because then Emma doesn't know whether to do a ding or an X, so I'll go with Emma.
Well then, Emma, hit that ding.
Correct. Well done.
Cara Delevingne and Taylor Swift did live together. They moved in after Cara's breakup. Taylor, she described Taylor as very homely, which I think is a way of saying Taylor is boring as hell.
Yeah. She never left her room. Yeah.
She said that Cara would always be like kind of the wild one and would try to be kind of, you know, get Taylor out of her shell or whatever. Yeah. She described it as very homely.
She's like, Taylor, do you want to come for prinks?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm just watching New Girl.
Struggling with cats. Ryan Gosling and Justin Timberlake.
Nah. I'm saying nah.
No.
You're wrong.
What?
And what's interesting about this is basically Timberlake's mom served as Ryan Gosling's legal guardian for a few months while the two were filming The Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I was going to say, just as you were saying, that was like they were in Barney or something together.
They were in Barney together.
Were they that as well?
That's what I think it was that as well.
That's nice.
So they're doing a couple of things. Ed Westwick and Chase Crawford, who play Chuck and Nate from Gossip Girl.
I don't know the show or the actors, so.
Either do I. Let's just say. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. They shared a New York apartment. Lindsay Lohan and Raven Simone.
Who's Raven Simone?
Raven Simone is That's a Raven.
Is that That's a Raven Raven?
How many other Ravens you know?
That's a Raven. Yeah, go on. They were kind of on the come up at the same time.
Go on, Disney girls.
You're absolutely correct. They did. She paid rent. Raven said that Lindsay paid rent and she was probably there three times.
Brilliant. That's the ideal housemate.
This is like 3 months. Tom Hanks and Adam Sandler.
No, because you're kind of smirking.
Yeah, I just think that'll be really funny though. I got Kevin Hart and Jason Segel.
No.
They did live together. Oh. A director made them live together before they shot a pilot. And last but not least, Danny DeVito and Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you're on your own, Ash, now with these.
Similar era of age. I'm going to say yeah.
They were roommates in New York in the 1960s.
Wow.
So there you go. Aren't we all a little bit better off today knowing all of those that information?
No, I just love Raven and
Lindsay Lohan.
That's a dream. So, this is your second last chance to win with Woucher Ireland on the show.
You had an opportunity now to use one of, I think, the best words in the English dictionary. The penultimate.
Ah.
The penultimate chance.
It's a lovely word.
It is a great word.
It's a great word.
Yeah, so listen, they've been with us for the last 2 weeks. It kind of feels like they're a permanent fixture on the show, but tomorrow we got to say goodbye. We've had some Whopper prizes to go. Essentially, voucher.ie is the website. It's live and there's so much going on over there. Well worth checking out. We're celebrating, and as I mentioned, they've given us some Whopper prizes over the last 2 weeks on the show.
Yeah, let's say you're looking for a Christmas present for someone. You want to give them maybe a spa day. Maybe you want to give them afternoon tea and somewhere fancy. Maybe you want to just give them dinner on a meal out. Well, voucher.ie has got you covered, and with Christmas coming, they got a great range of products, from kids' toys, you got your home essentials, you got your jewellery, your fashion, Christmas decoration must-haves. It's all happening over at voucher.ie.
Almost every prize we've given away so far has included a night in a hotel, so if you're looking for a breakaway,
that's true,
this could be really good for you. I'm told there is a holiday abroad left in the mix.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's either going to be one today or tomorrow.
Wow.
We've also given away supercar experiences, beauty treatments. It's a really great prize and it's super easy to win. All you got to do is WhatsApp us over the word voucher right now to 087 711 1038. Just the word voucher in a WhatsApp right now to get in the draw to win.
Voucher in a WhatsApp's fun to say. Say it five times.
Voucher in a WhatsApp. It's very hard to say. Voucher in a WhatsApp.
Voucher. I'm not sure if I've mentioned it yet in the show, but I am going to America for Christmas this year, over to my boyfriend Alex's family.
Is that a joke?
No.
You have mentioned it.
I have mentioned it on the show. Okay. No, I actually didn't know that. But something unbelievable has happened in the past couple of weeks over in America, my boyfriend's family, that makes me not really mind missing Christmas in Ireland at all.
Okay.
Both his sister and his mom and dad have gotten Labrador puppies.
Stop it.
Totally coincidence, or were they from the same litter?
No, I think because one of them they got like a month ago, and then his sister just got one yesterday. One of them's like dark. One of them's black, and then the other is
Sandy,
blondie.
Oh my god,
that's so exciting!
That's very exciting.
It was totally exciting because obviously Alex has done Christmas with you for so many years now. Okay, come on, it's a bit of a stinger to leave the fam and stuff.
Yeah, well, I've never done Christmas away, so it'll be a bit weird, but like it's fine because there's two Labrador puppies now, so it's absolutely grand.
They actually probably got them as your emotional support dogs for Christmas. Yeah. To be honest with you, you probably didn't even realize that. They're like, get a few puppies for Ashling in case she's missing home on Christmas Day.
Yeah, literally.
Like, probably is. Are you doing Thanksgiving stuff today for Alex?
We're gonna go for like a nice meal.
Ah, nice one.
Yeah, he was like, do you want to make me a pumpkin pie? I was like, no, let's just go out.
Happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate today. Yes. We've been telling you, Voucher Ireland have been on the show for the last week or two, and we're celebrating because they're now live. Voucher.ie, they've given us some incredible prizes to give away, and that's not stopping until tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe you're looking to save on amazing spa days, afternoon tea, a meal out. It's Voucher.ie. They got you sorted for kids toys, home essentials, jewellery, fashion, Christmas decoration must haves as well.
Yeah, we've been giving away unreal prizes for the last week and a bit, and just two to go and a broad holiday left in the mix.
That's exciting. On to give this a go this morning are both Cassie and Connor. We'll talk to you first. Cassie, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
We're really good. What are you up to? What's the plan for the day?
Just on the way to work now.
What do you do?
I'm a medical secretary.
Medical secretary.
You don't go around town asking people what their favourite pizza slice in Dublin is. That's a different Cassie, is it?
No. Yeah, no, that's a different one.
Okay. And come here, you're a medical secretary. Is it in your training to be mean to people, or are you pleasant to people on the phone?
I'm a lovely person.
Are you? Yeah. What is it about receptionists and doctors being so mean? What's wrong with you? Yeah, I don't know. It'll be next Wednesday week.
That's 8 now. Quid.
Sorry, there's nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do with that now. No, nothing at all.
Your eyes, they're bleeding. There's nothing we can do.
You're in bits, are you? Well, I don't know.
You're bad.
No, Cassie, you sound like a nice person.
Yeah, you do. We also have Connor standing by. What are you up to this morning, Connor?
I'm just having breakfast with the kids at the moment.
Oh, very nice. What's for breakfast?
My daughter's having porridge and my son is having Weetabix.
Oh, you're a boring dad.
Oh, that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
There is like honey and like syrup and stuff in it, so it does taste nice. Okay. And they do ask for it, so.
Are they kind of like Cocoa Pops kids at the weekends, or is that just not a part of your house?
Yeah, no, we do all of that kind of stuff on the weekend. We have kind of treat breakfast, and on the weekend would be like we make up a sack of pancakes or like that, have something like Cocoa Pops or cornflakes or frosties.
I'm nice.
That sounds like my upbringing. That sounds exactly like what my childhood was, so rest assured they will turn out fantastic kids.
It's great news, Dave.
Cassie, Connor, let's see if we can win one of you some prizes. We're going to do a penalty shootout style game where there is 10 doors. One of those doors has Santa Claus behind it. You are looking for Santa Claus. The other have absolutely nothing. You got to choose between 1 and 10 to find Santa Claus. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, Cassie, you're on line one, so we're going to go over to you first. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Ooh, not there, unfortunately, Cassie. Over to you, Connor.
I'll go 10.
No, back to Cassie.
2.
Ooh, no, over to you, Connor.
I'll go with 3.
It's either a really short game or a really long game.
I know we've had long games. We had a long game yesterday as well.
Feast or famine. Back to Cassie.
Hey.
Oh, God. Okay, come on, Connor. This is yours.
Okay, let's just go all through it. Right. We've 1, 4, 5, 6, or 9 left.
I'll go with 1.
Oh. A rogue choice.
A rogue choice.
Even though absolutely the same odds.
Cassie, what are you thinking?
5.
Oh, Connor, I'm so sorry. We're really, really glad that you listened to us, though. Thank you very much.
Oh, no worries.
Have a great day. Connor. Good luck.
Tell the kids we said hey and that the weekend's really close for a better breakfast. Yeah.
Good luck, Connor.
See you later.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Cassie,
bye.
Congratulations, Cassie. How are you feeling? Feeling excited to find out what you won?
Yeah.
Over to Santa Claus.
Another day, another hotel stay. You've won a one-night bed and breakfast break for two people, including executive room upgrade at NYX Christchurch.
Oh, Nick's
please. Yay, that's brilliant.
Is it NYX or Nick's? I thought, I'm pretty
sure it's
Nick's.
I don't know. Yesterday we had the NYX or Nick's in Portobello, and now it's Christchurch.
Lovely. Oh, very
lovely
nice.
City centre hotel.
That's great.
Do you live on the outskirts, or, you know, will this make your Christmas easier some night maybe to stay in town rather than getting taxis?
I'm not too far, but we'll still use it.
Absolutely. Dead right you will.
Nice one, Cassie. Thank you much, very much for listening and for playing.
Be nice to all the patients ringing today.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I will.
Bye, bye, bye. We'll give you your final chance. We pretty much know by now that tomorrow's prize is going to be a holiday away. We're going to do that tomorrow with voucher.ie for the final time. Boom.
Come back.
We'll do that at 9 o'clock on the button tomorrow, so be with us at that time. This song living rent-free in all our heads,
so
I think,
good.
At the moment. Rosé, Bruno Mars and APT on Spin.
Recharged.
Something that I didn't expect to be saying today, but I watched the full Liverpool game last night.
Over some
Real Madrid, yeah.
You know, boyfriend Jack was over anyway.
Do you know what, lads? It was really good. I really enjoyed it because I said before it started, I said, tell me why I should care about this game. And then when he explained why I should care about this game, I was like, oh, that's quite interesting.
What did you enjoy about it?
Cuevin Kelleher.
Keeper.
Oh, yeah.
He
the
saved
Irish lad.
So many things. He saved.
So many things.
So many things.
He saved a penalty.
Bottles.
He saved a kid from a burning building.
He was glad.
A cat from a tree.
I was like, it's just nice because keepers never really get their moment in the sun, do they? But he was just, if I was picking, he would have been the man of the match.
What colour was his kit?
Yellow. He was in yellow.
Cool. Just wanted to know.
Cool.
God, you sound like professional sports people.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Thursday.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we? I was just quite intrigued because Ashling is wearing a nice red jumper, and over on the breast of that jumper it says something, and I was like, what
stop
is your jumper
say? Stop creeping
on her,
Ash.
Dave.
Oh, he's looking at my boobs.
Oh my God. I was not.
You
I
are.
Swear.
You
I
are.
Wasn't good.
Now you just have an excuse because there's writing on it.
Over on the breast.
You
just,
are.
It was just Dave saying over on the breast.
Fix that right now.
Don't say breast.
Fix that right now.
You're obviously not always looking at my boobs.
Thank you.
Looking at my beautiful face.
But anyway, she has written on her jumper. I'm over this.
There's writing on my jumper, right? And he said, what does that say? And I looked down.
And read it.
And read it. It said, this sweatshirt is made from a recycled and organic cotton mix.
So
that's
I realised.
It says on the slogan.
It's a bit poncy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. But
it's a bit smug.
I just was like, oh, you can read upside down. You were like, apparently so. Which I thought was very like Phoebe in French when she starts speaking, or in Friends when she starts speaking French.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
like, you speak French? She's like, apparently so.
I love that.
That's the test and give you some key phrases and words to read upside down this morning.
Mr. Callum's gone mad and he's actually printed stuff off for this, so I'm going to read things upside down. Here's one.
The things he's printed are very weird, but let's see if we can get them.
Well, the first one is, I'm not weird, I'm limited edition.
Oh my God, how are you reading that?
Cringe. My relationship is like an iPad. I don't have an iPad.
Cool. Brilliant.
I'll try to read this one a bit more fluidly. It's okay if you don't like me. Not everyone has good taste.
Okay. I see, I'm looking at these now and I have no idea. It's okay if you don't like me. I know that one. I'm all and
don't ruin it.
Saffoon.
Don't ruin it.
I have no idea what's there.
Are you serious?
I haven't a clue.
Whoa, I'm so cool. Life is a bowl of soup and I'm A fork.
Can I see what you're reading, Dave? There, just to get my head around.
Oh, I have the... Wait, can you actually not read the one? Okay. I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and then I eat it.
Well, that sounds like something that
what
you
did you
hang
Google?
Up in like an Irish mammy's
What
kitchen.
Did you Google to find this?
I searched fun quotes.
Live, laugh, love.
Ashling, you're magic.
Thank
magic.
You.
Oh, lads, I'm so stressed.
Ah, stop.
I'm so bloody stressed.
What's eating you?
Did I tell you? I have a new relationship.
Ah, you did, in fairness.
I tell you, I have a girlfriend now.
Like, honestly, the amount of shifting going on Instagram between the two of you
Look,
is
just,
something else.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
We're Dublin's new hot couple, you know?
I hung out with Emma and her new boyfriend for all of Electric Picnic. I didn't see them kiss as much as I've seen you kiss Pippa on Instagram.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, but we're just, we fancy each other.
Yeah, but it's funny that like, I can't believe you're the kind of guy who puts up photos.
I'm not. I would never. She puts them up. Mm. I'm not putting them
you
up.
You pose first. Okay, Dave, kiss me on the cheek. One, two, three. Taking photo, done. Babe, that looked great.
Is that why you're stressed?
No, that's actually
not.
You don't
get enough kisses?
That's not why I'm stressed at all. The reason I'm stressed is it's coming up to Christmas, right? And I'm not really a massive fan of spending loads of money on someone for a present for their birthday or for an anniversary or for Christmas because I don't see the point in it. Basically, in my head, if you buy something that's worth a tenner, that just means to me that I owe you a tenner. That's how presents work.
I think that's a good point.
Like, it's the exact same. If someone gives me a tenner for my birthday, I would give them a tenner for their birthday next year. And then it's just we're both minus a tenner.
I think you have
sometimes.
A bad relationship with gifting then.
So I'm curious as to how much to spend on a new partner at Christmas. Now, why I say a new partner is because, say if I'm with Pippa for a couple of years, she's going to understand me in a couple of years and she's going to be like, right, he's not going to... There's no point in buying loads of stuff or a lot of money's worth of stuff. There's no point. But it's a very new relationship.
Yeah, you kind of want to set some kind of a standard. Yeah. You don't want to go too low if they're going to go higher.
Exactly. I know.
Look, I'm in your position as well. Like, this is my first Christmas with Jack. So there's been no birthdays or anything so far. So I've no idea.
Yes.
Really,
just so everyone knows, how long are you two actually going out?
Only like a 5 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so it is like very new.
Yeah, it's incredibly
new. And Emma, you and Jack are together like 6 months.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, like that's still quite new. So this is interesting. I'm interested what people say. I'm worried for you because I find that like the first Christmas is when you kind of spend the least. And then I think it grows from there generally.
Do you think?
Yeah, so I'd be worried about you going forward.
Okay, well, I thought it would actually get better. But no, maybe you're right. Maybe it isn't like that. So that's what I'm curious about. How much to spend on a new partner at Christmas? 087-711-103. Because I'm just kind of like, I know she's going to spend a lot of money on me because there's many things that she doesn't like about the way I dress. So she's going to buy me lots of clothes, I'd imagine. And, you know, because she's kind of hide them as if they're a gift. In actual fact, they're more of a suggestion.
Right.
You should change.
More so a demand.
Yeah, demand, pretty much. Thing. So I don't know how much to spend, and it's stressing me out.
You don't want to go in too low, you don't want to go in too high.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a funny one.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So, how much should I spend on a new partner for Christmas? And honestly, be honest. If you think I should spend loads, fine. If you think I should go cheap, fine. 087-711-103. Voice notes are completely welcome on this as well.
I think this is good public service broadcasting. Lots of people might be in this position going into Christmas, so good on you, Dave.
I wonder, yeah.
Recharged.
I was telling you, it's a very stressful time. It's a very stressful kind of time in the period in the year because it's coming into Christmas and things like that. But I'm actually up to the nines with stress with this because obviously in a new relationship just before Christmas, and her birthday is actually the 5th of December.
Oh, brilliant.
And then 20 days later, we have the Christmas day.
I'll get rid of her.
I know, honestly.
Bad timing.
Really, really bad timing. But I'm like, how much do you spend on Christmas for a new partner? Like, what's the crack there? What's the level of money you got to spend? I'm curious. 087-711-103.
You kind of want to impress as well because you're new into this, but you also don't want to set the standard too high and have to follow it up.
That's the thing, you don't want to set a precedent.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's a funny
like,
one.
Oh, he spent like this amount of money, why didn't he spend it this year? Do you know what I mean? I don't need that.
And you're like,
and you don't want to be trying to be shown off as well.
Yeah, exactly.
First year off. Sorry,
I've done to show off.
Kira's standing by. Kira, how much do you reckon Dave should be spending here?
I don't know about how much, but I do think when you're in a new relationship, a few trips, like little city breaks, and then just some small bits, so you both get a present.
It's just a couple of little city breaks.
Yeah, a couple of little. Couple of, what's another word for them? Oh, yeah, holidays.
Flights, accommodation, all the rest. That sounds pretty pricey.
Yeah, well, you never know. Like, you know, you might get some cheap flights.
Might get a deal. No, you're right. I think a, like an experiential thing is a nice present, especially when you're just starting off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you're a few years in, then you're like,
you don't want loads
of presents. You just want to go on holidays together. Yeah. So
true.
That's okay. But you know what? That is actually a good shout. Thank you very much, Kira. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Bye.
Thanks, Emil. We're looking for your ideas. How much should you be spending on a new partner for Christmas, your first Christmas together? Theresa was on.
Rather than focusing on the amount of money, just focus on what she actually would like. And if it's 20 euro, it's 20 euro. And if it's 120, it's 120. I wouldn't worry about the amount of money. I'd just make sure that she has a big smile on her face on Christmas morning, that you know her and know what she likes.
Yeah, sounds, Teresa, you got a box of Maltesers. So.
Teresa, what if she loves Prada? That's a problem.
Yeah. Need to know. We got a message in from Linda. She said, from experience, it gets more and more every year. And don't get me started with trying to think what to get each year. My BF's B-Day is the 23rd of December as well.
Worse. I would just take whatever you get them for Christmas and split it in half.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
There's the jumper. There's the trip.
See, you can't. They don't like that.
Cody standing by. Cody, what do you think Dave should spend in here? Or anyone with a new partner Christmas? Me too.
Well, like, it's not about how much. It's about finding something that the two of you can do together. Mm. So that way you're benefiting from the present as well.
Oh, yes. So that's a good way of looking at it. That's a good way of looking at it.
Exactly. That way you're getting something out of it as well. So, like, experience. Like, you go to the Wonderlights on, like, the 28th or 29th when it's kind of like in between Christmas, or you could do like the Salt Cave, or you could do the Belfast Christmas Market,
or Old Trafford to see a United match.
Yeah, something he wants to do.
That's a great show.
That's absolutely brilliant, Cody. I like it. Great idea. Thank you very much. It's not all about that. It's not about money. It's about experience.
Experiences,
isn't it?
Dave, together, make a new memory.
Time.
Yeah. Thanks, Cody.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
I really would like a number, to be honest, though. Like, I'd love someone to just come on and go, hi, Dave. You know, spend this, and I'll go sound. Do you know what I mean? The boss was on to us, and he said that his wife's birthday is also the 5th.
Oh.
And then their anniversary is the 7th.
Oh.
He said, it's the most stressful month of the year. Set the bar now, man. Set the bar now.
Okay.
So I'm, and set it low.
Very, very low.
Pajamas from Penny's. Packing them all teasers.
Packing them all teasers.
Happy days. What does it matter anyway?
Exactly.
I'm after kind of overdoing it a little bit.
Oh, what a surprise. Emma Nolan's overdone it.
Oh, no. What have you done?
I thought you'd already bought them.
You're going to make Pippa, you know, regret dating me, and she'd prefer to date you. Yeah. Go on. What did you spend?
So I got him a Leeds United away kit. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there's
normal. That's fine.
That's about 100 quid there.
I got him a foot massager.
Ain't random.
He's a freak. Loves that.
Okay. But it's just so you don't have to do
it. I got him a weekend
250 quid
away at the Gaeltacht.
Oh my God!
She's doing what I did last year.
I don't
know how much that is. Are we up to about 400, 500?
You're definitely pushing. You're over 300 there, I'd say, is it?
I split it over three paychecks, if that helps. Okay. Got the Leeds United kit ages ago. And then producer Callum showed me a great website last week for fan stuff for people who like Leeds United. And I got him a jumper.
Oh, Emma.
I was about to say therapy.
Rest it there.
No, that's it. I'm done. I'm obviously up.
My God.
Are you not worried that, like, you're going to come with all this and he'll have gotten you, like, a bottle of perfume and that's it?
He told me what he got me. You see, that's the problem. We've ruined the surprises already.
Yous are so weird.
We're going to Sweden.
Okay. Yeah, so, Dave, you need to set that bar lower than that.
We're going
figures.
To Galway.
We need figures.
Figures.
Numbers,
number,
please.
Yeah,
numbers
yeah.
and cents. So, yeah. How much do I spend on a new partner at Christmas?
087-711-1038.
This morning on the show, we're asking you, how much do you spend on a new partner at Christmas? This is because me and Emma both have new partners this year for the festive period. And we have both spent probably not the same amount of money at all. And I'm trying to find out where the bar is. Where, you know, money and sense wise, how much are we talking?
And I suppose it's fair to say as well that everyone has different things that are important, like has more important stuff. Like, I don't have kids or anything to be spending money on, where it's different for people. It's all about the sentiment, really, isn't it? At the end of the day. But it is good to get like a bit little ballpark.
That's why I'm not spending too much money, because of the kids, you know?
Yeah.
We're finally getting some actual figures in. So Yvonne has gotten in touch. She says 100 euro. You're only together 5 weeks.
Oh, Yvonne.
Says 100 euro.
I like Yvonne. 100 quid, not bad.
Fiona has also said 100 euro.
Yes, Fiona.
So that's good so
Fiona
far.
Fiona and Yvonne, I hope you are very happy this Christmas.
Nikita was also in touch and she's actually given you an idea of what to buy as well.
Oh, nice.
She says earned 200 Ugg boots, perfume and a voucher. Ugg boots?
Now,
very specific. Yeah.
Look, I appreciate the, you know, the suggestions. The price, that's a lot. That's a lot of money now.
Mm, and Amy's going in with 200 as well. 200 to 300, she says. Perfume, makeup and vouchers.
200 to 300. Mm. But like, why?
You do notice this is all coming in from females.
Yeah, I can very much very see that.
However, we have gotten a message in from a man. His name is Brian. And he has suggested you buy her an Anne Summers voucher so you both benefit from it.
Oh!
Wow.
Clever man is Brian.
All right, listen, any further thoughts on that? Help us out this morning on 087-711-103.
On the money thing, not the Anne Summers thing. I don't want any more thoughts on that.
It's the girly quiz. Ooh. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
And welcome to the Girly Quiz. Once a week for the last 2 years, myself, Aisling and the women of Dublin, we test Dave on all things girly.
Yes, questions range from hair, makeup, body, clothes, the whole lot. And we told you a couple of weeks ago that for Christmas, we are launching the Girly Quiz board game. Woo! We've been giving you updates throughout the past week and a half. And it's officially gone to print. We will have details in the next couple of weeks about how you can pick that up yourself. Yeah. Dave obviously has two lifelines on the Girly Quiz. One being the Simplify, a 50-50 option. And the other is our phone, a female.
Now it's Lauren who's standing by to give you a hand this morning. Morning, Lauren.
Morning, Lauren.
Hi,
thank
how
you
are
very
you?
Much. Well, look, you don't have to do anything, which is amazing for you. You don't even have to answer the question correctly, and you still get that Be a Bell prize pack for you and a friend.
Mm. Oh, brilliant.
Yes,
but stay on the line because then you won't get it.
Yeah.
And Lauren, I'm sure Dave will need you. Oh, yes,
sure
the girly quiz is with Be a Bell Beauty, who are luxury cosmetics and tan brands that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. So, Lauren, this morning, as we said, just for coming on, she's after winning herself a Be a Bell Beauty hamper for herself and for a friend.
Nice.
Lovely
one.
Stuff.
Happy days.
All right, and just to say as well, if there's little ears in the cars this morning, just keep your hand on the dial because this is the Girly Quiz and it has the potential to go anywhere when it comes to our Dave.
You never know what I'm going to say.
However, if it does today, I'll be mightily surprised.
Then he's just got a proper dirty mind.
Because the questions are pretty tame this morning.
Okay.
Dave, this is a little bit of a different one for the Girly Quiz to kick off, but with the week that's in it, tell us this. It's election day tomorrow. And what year were women permitted to vote in Ireland for the first time?
Wow. A historic and important question, Emma.
Yes, and if you don't know it, you're a misogynist.
And you don't care about women's rights.
God, when were you lot able to vote?
I'd say Lauren's like, please don't come to me.
I won't come to Lauren because I think it's specifically to try and catch me out.
It's not. It's very topical, Dave.
It's educational.
Are you from Northern Ireland?
It's educational.
I do not know the answer to this. I would say it's probably.
Yeah, give it a guess there.
I would say it's probably in the 40s.
Wow.
But it
post-war
could be
vibes.
Yeah, I could be very wrong. Post-war, yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Well, I guess that's during/pre.
Yeah, I was like.
Okay, someone noticed the history student in the room.
Okay, I'm gonna 50-50 it.
All right, 50-50 mode.
Thank God for the 50-50.
I learned that in history in college. It is election day tomorrow, Dave. In what year were women permitted to vote in Ireland for the first time? This is when they were given the right to vote. What year?
Yeah.
A. 1925 or B. 1918.
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
They are 7 years apart.
Yeah. Could have been 1 year apart.
Can
no 1940s
again?
There. 1925, 1918.
And you did say before you didn't want stupid simplifies. You said you wanted to be, quote, challenged.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, but you could have said 1850 and I still wouldn't have had a clue. I'm going to say 19... I've forgotten them again. 1920.
1925 or 1918?
I'm going to say 1918. I don't think you'd come up with 1918 on yourself.
On yourself?
Okay. I don't think I'm intelligent enough to think of the number 1918.
I think it's 1918.
By the skin of your teeth, you've got it right! Well done! 1918, women over 30 were permitted to vote, and by 1922... equal.
And it was all downhill from there, folks. What?
It's so funny that like they weren't even just given equal rights. It was like, well, we'll start to maybe trust you after 30.
They trust Emma, but not us.
Yeah. Well, from that point of view, it makes sense. We joke. Okay, one out of one by the skin of your teeth, Dave.
By the skin of my teeth, just stop.
Oh, sorry. It's my turn. Question two, David. Betty and Biddy, Choopy, and Fields are Irish companies known for selling what?
What?
Betty and Biddy and Choopy and Fields. Come on.
Betty and Biddy and Choopy and Fields went
I'm
to the doctor.
I'm pretty sure. I thought they were like seven dwarves or something.
Betty and Biddy.
Betty one, and Biddy.
Choopy's another. And Fields is another.
Choopy. Fields. Fields is jewellery. But you have a jewellery company called Biddy.
Betty and Biddy.
Fields is definitely jewellery. Actually, that's a lie. It's not definitely jewellery. It's something. I've seen it.
It's definitely around.
It's definitely around. I think they have a green bag. I think it's fancy. I'm gonna go with jewellery.
Wow. No lifeline. No phone of female.
No. I'm gonna say...
Sure Betty and Biddy do the jewellery?
And yeah.
You're raw dogging it.
I'm raw dogging it because I think you're trying to put me off. Fields is definitely jewellery. The rest, I would say, are jewellery. So my final answer is jewellery.
You were just trying to put yourself off, Dave. You're absolutely correct.
Yes. Come on, let's go.
Well done.
Damn it. So Betty and Biddy.
Yeah.
Is that one company?
It's a Galway-based company, yeah, online brand.
Betty and Biddy.
Betty and Biddy,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, and the other ones?
Choopy separate.
Choopy, yeah.
Choopy, how are you spelling Choopy?
Choopi.
Choopi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, based in town.
Right, okay.
We're only talking
and then Fields
about.
Is everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, good so far. We still have poor Lauren hanging on there.
Thanks, Lauren. I'll probably need you here because this has gone way too well.
Dave, question three in the girly quiz this week. Please name three causes of split ends.
No. Three causes of split ends.
As soon as you heard name three.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm out. I hate these kind of questions. Three causes, I don't know, pregnancy, periods, and it's always them. It's always either pregnancy, periods, or menopause. I don't know.
Or medication.
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to have to call in Lauren.
Lauren, you're up, gal.
Morning, Lauren. I need your help on this. Split ends. So, I know what caused them is like a bad cut.
Wait, you say, what's the question?
Name her three causes of split ends, Lauren.
Weather conditions.
Weather, okay, I would never have said that. Go on, next.
Then, like, I don't know, like heat, like blow drying your hair.
Okay, weather.
Or like straighten.
Blow dry or straighten. Okay, and then one more.
Products. Certain products that you use.
Maybe cheap products, Lauren.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what? That's three, and they are three fantastic answers that I would not have come up with. I'm going to say, Emma and Aisling, weather, a blow dry / a straightener, and cheap hair products. They are my final answers, and the girls are Googling.
Ah! The problem is with cheap hair products.
Okay.
You are correct with the extreme weather conditions, which could be like extreme heat or cold can actually cause split ends.
Yep.
And
you're
heated
correct,
hair
of course,
tools, of course.
Hair,
see,
yeah.
This is always the problem with the name three. Always the problem.
Producer Callum.
And this is what you need, a man telling you the answer to the girly
yes, please,
quiz.
Please, man's it.
I've just searched the causes of split ends, and according to Dyson, as in the people who do the Air app, they say extreme heat, severe weather conditions, and chemical and hair care products.
Yeah.
So I would allow it.
I know.
No, but
that
doesn't necessarily mean
said.
It's cheap.
He said cheap hair products. This is
you're saying
specific,
hair products.
This is specific products that contain certain chemicals. Doesn't necessarily mean they're cheap.
It doesn't mean they're cheap.
I know we're being very pedantic here.
Very pedantic.
Very pedantic.
Listen, let's just throw it out. I think there's perfectly healthy cheap products for your hair.
Right or wrong, 0877 111 103. We'll give it 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
And while we do, let's just chat to Lauren. Lauren, how's your day going?
I think the products, though, the cheap products, that's a good answer.
I'd say you do, Lauren, because you said it.
Yeah, you're the one that said it.
Well, Lauren, it doesn't matter because you've won yourself a gorgeous BBL beauty hamper for you
what
and a friend.
What have we got?
It's kind of coming in thick and fast here now, I have to say.
The votes are in. I'm just doing a really quick mental
calculation. Is it on the fence?
It's kind of on the fence, but it is veering towards correct. I'd say about 60 to 40%.
Emma, would you agree with that?
I wouldn't, no, because there's perfectly good cheap hair products that don't cost a bit ends.
But also, say you do give me the win, right? What difference does that make to your life?
A lot, actually. I don't sleep after.
come on.
We don't have a choice.
Yay!
Yeah!
Always a wonderful way to win.
Skin of your teeth.
And that's us being super sound to you, Dave.
Lauren, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You've just won that prize with BBL for you and a friend. Congratulations. Congratulations to the both of us, Lauren.
Oh, thanks, Lauren.
Bye, hon.
Cheers. Bye. Not happy about it, but here we are.
Look, we're just being super sound. Producer Callum is doing an official tally. Maybe we'll come back with the results of that in a few minutes.
Perfect. All right.
They're fuming. It's
a girly quiz. With BBL, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
God almighty, a contentious round of the girly quiz.
We spent that whole song debating.
Arguing.
Yeah, rowing actually in
full on. So Dave came upon question three, which was name three causes of split ends.
Which I think is a completely valid girly quiz question.
Oh, of course, it's a great
100%,
question.
100%, yeah.
Lauren gave him a hand. She was Dave's phone, a female, and she said heated hair products, extreme weather, which were both correct, and cheap products.
Yeah.
Which
now, to be fair, she said hair products and I said like cheap hair products.
Can I just say, you can get the cheapest shampoo and conditioner in certain shops and it does not damage your hair one bit.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the cheapness of the cost, it's to do with the chemicals that are in the products that damage your hair.
However,
right?
We pulled it out to the people and we said, you get in touch and let us know if you want to give it to Dave or not.
Yes, the official result has been in because I couldn't leave you on a guesstimation.
No.
Of course.
And 70% of people wanted or thought Dave was correct.
Okay, interesting.
There was a 70-30.
Well, then you're all wrong.
Look, I'll accept that. That's absolutely fine. However, yeah. I do think Emma and I should have probably just stuck to our guns.
Yeah, yeah.
As we make the
and
game.
Then you would have been dragged to high heaven.
That's fine.
No, you can take it. If you want to go to any kind of supermarket and get the cheapest shampoo in the shop, it shouldn't and cause you a single split end, lads.
Every Christmas board game has to come with arguments, and so the girly quiz board game will cause fights in your house too.
Lads,
and
the
that's
vibes
the beauty
are
of
off this morning.
Thank God you got that box.
Very tense here. Would you like a chocolate, anyone?
Here we go, ladies.
Dave and Ashley, Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello there.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, big day tomorrow.
Oh,
what he's going to wear.
Massive day tomorrow.
What he's going to wear.
So I have a sparkly dress for the Christmas party. I was thinking I was just going to throw it on and
definitely
get a little day out. And if beforehand, you don't get a bit of value first.
Yeah. For the Christmas party. Our Christmas party isn't until next month.
No, but I'm saying I'm going to get the value out of it. So wear it for the big day tomorrow as well.
What about you, Dave?
I have the tuxedo ready and I bought shoes specifically.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shoes.
You know what I did last night? I got rid of my tash and I dyed my brows.
That's
just
so nice.
Such a big day.
I just love election day.
Oh,
I
know.
I just
too.
Love election day. What are you wearing?
I'm probably going to wear like something really like cool. Maybe like all leather.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All leather. Very nice.
I'm going to wear all leather.
Is it kind of like the Sandy in Greece suit?
Yes.
Just the all leather suit.
Yeah,
really
I just
sexy.
Thought it was really sexy going
yeah,
in.
I like
I
the thought
it.
Of all these constituency people like who are there doing the votes. Watching these people coming in pure ball gowns and just just like Fashion Week in Milan.
Yes, we
Wouldn't
should set
so
a trend.
It'd be funny if we actually made that happen and the whole country got really glam going together.
Set a trend.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. Slay the vote.
Slay the vote. Yeah, that's what they should do, the Electoral Commission.
Yeah.
Be current, guys.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Chloe's standing by. What do you think, Chloe?
I think there should be like a little crash at the cinemas that you can just drop the kids and like free of charge as well so we can enjoy a movie in peace.
That's a great idea. That sounds great. Yeah, that's nice.
And they could go into like their own screening where they can kick and scream and throw popcorn all day
long. Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to hear like, Mom, I need to go toilet like every 5 minutes.
Yeah, such a good one.
Thanks, Chloe.
Cheers, Chloe.
I like that.
Also there is Rachel.
I feel like in the cinema they should have them, you know, them foot warmers where you click a button
So you know the ones you pay extra to get your do the recliners when you go to the cinema, and then you can just get the foot warmers at the end of the recliner.
That's a lovely idea as well. Yeah.
People who own cinemas now writing down these suggestions.
Yeah.
Saoirse is there as well. What do you think? Special screenings at the cinema, Saoirse?
Well, I just failed my NCT, so not
great. Oh, you're not great then.
No,
fantastic.
No, not great. But so we're kinda still going.
You're here dreaming about different cinema screenings, though, instead. What was your idea?
I was thinking I have kind of two, like, bring your own takeaway. Like, I would love to bring a spice bag in to the cinema.
It's a fantastic idea.
Or I was brilliant.
Thinking days only. Like, you have to wear your hoodie. Fluffy PJs, Crocs. It's just getting too cold out now.
I was thinking that I had it kind of written down like a go in your PJs and your big dressing gown night. So you can just come back and straight into bed.
I love that. Especially the takeaway. And I think for your trouble with the NCT, we'll send you out some IMC cinema passes.
100%.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's made my day.
There you go. Good luck.
Saoirse.
Have a great day, Saoirse. Good luck.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
We have a few on text as well. Michelle said you should have a waiter service in cinemas. You simply text when you want a top up of popcorn or drinks.
Great shout, yeah.
I like that.
That's a thing some places. In the Stella.
The bougie ones.
Yeah, the bougie ones.
Kelly says, I think there should be a screening for bringing your toddler to the cinema for the first time.
Yes.
If you don't make it through at least halfway of the movie without them wanting to leave, you get a refund. So
that's
very good.
I like that.
Yeah. And then finally, this is my favourite from Holly. Baked goods screening. Everyone has to bring a bake and you get a treat from everyone.
Stop.
That's such a
brilliant idea.
That's funny.
Do you know
I like
what?
That.
That's like taking the idea of like a charity coffee morning to the next level.
It really is.
Come along and cinema as well. I was thinking a movie featuring masseuse evening.
Oh, yes.
Get a little massage while you're watching a nice movie. Yeah.
I don't think I'd pay attention to the movie, though.
Oh, I'd be so relaxed.
You'd be falling asleep. I'm thinking of, do you know when you're in the cinema and you can hear people, like, rustling their sweets or they're open, like, packets of crisps, and you're like, shut up. I think there should be, like, a screening where you have quiet food and then a screening where you have noisy food.
Really good idea.
If you want to go into that room with someone eating nachos, that's your own issue, but you go over there.
I have another one, actually, similar to that. An every second row night. So no one's going to kick your chair because they're only allocating seats
that's
in every
genius.
Second row.
Give her some IMC cinema passes. That's very clever.
That's very, very good. Yeah, all I had was cinemas that 100% will have a 60-second interval so you can run to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's good too.
60 seconds.
Intervals are a good idea.
Final one as well, I was saying, like just the shifting nights. Just keep them to one night. If you want to go and kind of get it on in the back row, look, that's the night for us. The rest of the time, we don't want to hear your slurping.
Go to your sitting room if you want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But everyone did it as a teenager. Come on, who didn't get the shift in the cinema as a teenager?
Oh, I certainly did.
It was great. This week in the show, we're joining forces with Now for the launch of Dune Prophecy.
Yes, you can stream it with the Now Entertainment membership. And we want to give you a 1-year Now Entertainment pass plus a €50 one for all voucher.
That's nice just before Christmas, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We were asking you because the show was all about the sisters who join together in combat forces to threaten the future of humankind. We've been asking about powerful sister duels this week on the show, and you've been trying to identify their surnames. Mm-hmm. So this morning the question was, what is the surname of two girls called Gigi and Bella? Niamh thinks she knows. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What are you doing with yourself today?
I am just working.
Okay.
What do you do, Niamh? Filing things.
Yeah, it does.
I work in... Sorry, just 2 seconds.
You're brand new. Take your time.
She's absolutely flat out.
Flat out. She sounds like she's driving.
No, you get that sorted, Niamh. We'll just sit here.
Yeah, we'll wait, Niamh. We've nothing better to be doing.
No, Niamh. We've nothing to be doing over here.
Okay, you got me there.
Oh, we've got you.
That's a lot better now.
Right.
Come on, now, Niamh. Required.
Let's start again. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, we're good.
What do you do for work?
I work in a day service for intellectually disabled adults.
That's very impressive, very important work.
Fair play to you, Niamh, honestly.
Listen, we would like to get you sorted with a annual Now Entertainment membership and a €50 one for all voucher. We gave you the name of a powerful sister duo. They were Gigi and Bella. What's their surname?
Hadid.
Gigi and Bella Hadid is absolutely correct.
Hadid. It is indeed.
Hadid. Yeah, indeed. Congratulations. You just won yourself a €50 one for all voucher and that 1-year Now Entertainment membership. Congratulations.
Bad. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have
a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Another chance and the final chance for you to win with Now on tomorrow's show. We'll do that just before 7:30 in the morning. Now, does that suit you, Dave?
Oh,
excuse me.
Wow. It doesn't suit me. I won't be here. I'll be sick, probably.
Yeah, probably. Spins, fully
Recharged.
I am off to Wonderlights tonight and I am so excited.
Where is that?
I'm going to the one in Marley Park.
I want to see that because I've seen some Instagram stories and that looks kind of cool.
It looks really
good. There's like a
good
laser show or something.
It looks amazing and I've walked Marley Park during the day since it's been there and you can obviously, the displays aren't as impressive but you can see the structures and stuff dotted around
it's
the place.
Kind of, yeah, it's kind of a bit of a cheat when you go in the day. You're like, oh, it's just lights. There's wires everywhere.
When you go to the one in the zoo, oh, it's just animals. Yeah. There's no lights.
And then as soon as it gets dark. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I think this is my first kind of like Christmas specific thing.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So looking forward to that.
Go get yourself a 10 euro hot chocolate in Smithfield. Walk back to the south side.
I'll do a bit of a price comparison. I'll keep an eye out for the Notions alerts.
Yes, do a go compare.
I will. Go compare.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this. Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Lights are going up, snow is falling down. There's a feeling of goodwill around town. It could only mean one thing. McRib is here. People throwing parties, ugly sweaters everywhere. Stockings hung up by the chimney with care. It could only mean one thing. McRib is here.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.